Welcome back. Tonight, we're with Red Leg Husky. This is Red Barn Radio.
Did you both start on?
I had a couple like false starts. Did piano for 2 weeks, you know, when I was interested in, I think, in trying to get a real instrument. I think I either got a harmonica or someone gave me a harmonica. I was like, if you can make some sound out of this, maybe we'll consider getting you something more expensive. And then I got this banjo, and that was kind of a false start because I was taking lessons, but the guy left after like 2 weeks, so it was like another 2 week kind of thing. So I guess the really first instrument I started on was guitar.
I think I played flute for a little while in fifth grade and hated it. I think I wanted to play electric at that point. I was in middle school. I was like, that's the coolest thing. Luckily, I found acoustic, and things mellowed out a little bit from there.
A special story to the banjo you have in your hands?
No, not really.
This is your time to create one.
Yeah. Well, so this banjo was given to me by, it was a birthday present, and I've had it for a long time and finally started learning how to play on it. When I was in Boone, I got a different kind of banjo. This is a resonator one, and I got an open back and learned some old-time stuff and put a different head on this to try to get it less of the typical bluegrass sound and more of an old-timey style to it.
Listen, I'm Pat Hammer, a little too heavy, but for my size, but for my size, I'm going on a marrying to see my baby. I ain't come back, I ain't come back. Say, roll on, buddy,
roll on, buddy.
She rolls so slow,
roll so slow.
How can I roll?
Hope you're having fun here on Red Barn Radio. Y'all having a good time?
Oh yeah, we're having a blast.
All right, good. Have y'all played in Kentucky before?
I think this is the first time from my recollection.
Yeah. Yeah, we've been looking forward to this show.
Now you have played Virginia.
Yeah, we've played in Virginia.
I think that's the only two Commonwealths. So now you have completed the Commonwealth set of...
Oh, yeah.
Got the pair.
Awesome.
We talked a little bit about, in the beginning, that you all have played out west, and then you're making this round in the southeast, but there was something different about going out west.
I think ours was a little weird in the fact that we did it all ourselves, we planned it all ourselves, and we decided to just go for it for 3 months and just live out of Tim's Honda CRV for 3 months. And it was awesome, and it was an amazing experience. There were a lot of emotions the whole time. When we finished up grad school, we had both graduated last May, and it was a chance to travel. I personally hadn't been really off the East Coast much. Tim had been out west once or twice. It was just the perfect opportunity. I'm like, well, might as well give it a try, you know? What harm could happen, so.
Yeah, you know, we played so many little towns along the way, and because we were out for 3 months, you know, we'd be in a state for about a week at a time. And unlike a lot of tours where it's, you know, drive 8 hours, play, until the last few weeks where we were really just making a haul to get home, it was drive usually no more than 4 hours, play, you know, a couple more hours, play. And so it was a really great way to see a lot of places and stay with people that lived in the places and not at hotels and camp. We ate a lot of peanut butter and a lot of refried beans, and we are not sick of them yet still. So that's good.
Well, someday I hope that my dreams come true. I sit around and pray, but it ain't no use. And sometimes I wonder why I fly so long for a feeling that cuts to the bone. Well, my heart only knows that one thing is true. There's too much me and never enough for you. There's too much me and never enough for you. Oh,
just joined us. Tonight, we're with Red Leg Husky on Red Barn Radio. Celebrate the music of Kentucky.
So to recap, that was 67 shows in 16 different states.
Yeah.
Yeah. A bit of a whirlwind, although a lot of time passed quickly. So crazy, but also kind of, you know, we're like, well, we're still out on the road. It's only 2 months in. We got time.
Where was just this place, this almost magical place that you would have never encountered unless you just went on this journey?
My gut says Arkansas. I mean, I've never really heard much about Arkansas besides that it's a state. And so I was just driving through there. It was completely mind-blowing. It was very similar to Appalachia and the Ozarks. And just camping there and seeing these huge lakes and mountains. And it felt very much like home in a completely different region.
There was a couple places that I really loved, but maybe sometime in my life I would have went there on a vacation. Taos, New Mexico, because we played in up north of New Mexico in Taos and another Chama, which was a small town. And we played in Albuquerque too, but the Albuquerque shows, we had to go back and forth. And so we drove up and down that desert a couple times. And that was just, I mean, I've never seen anything like it. Felt like we were somewhere not in America at all.
Yeah, that was
a
magical land.
Yeah. It is the land of enchantment, for sure.
Well, don't you go falling in love. It'll only break your heart, leave you alone and cry and cry. Feel like dying, so don't you go falling in love. Well, I had a girl who ruled my world. She was the one, and then she was gone. When my heart and soul was black as coal. So don't you go falling in love. No, don't you go falling in love. It'll only break your heart.
Well, we're going to do one of the few happy love songs that we've written now.
Don't need a nickel or throw out a dime.
We had in the beginning when we were camping a lot. We ended up whipping up some grits that lasted a good amount of time, probably longer than they should have lasted. But those came in handy. Those are pretty good. Our friends before we left gave us this package. It was like this big box filled with things we could possibly need. So we had like some disposable cameras, some fun stuff, but we got some grits and those lasted a long time.
We quickly learned that, especially when we were, you know, on the road and didn't have, because sometimes we'd be at a campsite for maybe like 2 days and play like two different places that were like an hour away, but we could have a central place for at least a couple days, you know, and then we could use our portable stove and actually make some food. But even then it tended, we would just dump a bunch of different cans of like beans and like maybe some corn.
If we were lucky, yeah. Corn,
and
corn
make
good.
Some rice. That was a delicacy. And then we'd have some food. But it was like scoops of peanut butter and then just refried beans straight out of the can. And
this is not for the faint of heart.
You know, it got to the point where we played a lot of breweries and, you know, we'd always ask, like, you don't have to give us any beer, but what kind of food do you guys have? Which we probably looked like heathens when they fed us.
So let's talk a little bit about the brighter side of food. Is there something special about Connecticut food, or what would be something that if you went there, like Philadelphia, of course, has its legendary sandwich. Kentucky's got Burgoo, and Connecticut has.
I'm probably going to embarrass everyone from Connecticut.
You need to call a friend.
I might need to call a friend, yeah. But there's one that I always used to eat at home. My grandfather was from Quebec, And so it's called pâté chinois, and it's like shepherd's pie. And so that was like a staple for them. So I've always had that growing up, and I've converted Tim to being obsessed with it. So yeah. Score points for me.
It's way better than the refried beans, right?
Oh, yeah. It's got like three different kinds of food in it. You know, it's good.
Yeah, so that's my number one from home.
Well, I love Skyline Chili, and I love La Rosa's Pizza and all like the big chains, but my dad makes some killer geta. They like it a little spicy, and it's awesome. So that's what I'll be eating for breakfast for the next 2 weeks.
You've been to the West. You've been in the studio, so you've got that project coming out, and then you're about to go on another tour more close to the side of things.
We really have been concentrated on the Southeast throughout 2015 and just have kind of 4 to 5 day stretches of Virginia or, you know, the Piedmont of North Carolina, or even just locally around Asheville or Georgia and South Carolina and some Tennessee. So,
well, we're really excited. We're going into the studio in October too. We're gonna come out with a second album, so that's on the horizon as well.
A couple of Virginia shows and our first show in Philadelphia after that, I think.
Well, Frankie and China were sweethearts, already they did love. Swore to be true to each other, chewing the stars above. He was a man, wanted to hurrah. She went down to that corner to buy a bucket of beer. Hey, Mr. Bartender's my loving China, been here, see, he's my man. I think that boy's doing me wrong. Well, I ain't gonna tell you no story, I ain't gonna tell you no lie. I saw you man an hour ago with old Nellie Black. Girl, he's your man. Oh, that boy doing you wrong now. She went down to that house, but she didn't go for fun. She went to get a hold of Johnny shooting gun. Well, he's a man, but he's doing it wrong. She went to the transom, now much to her surprise, they said old Johnny making love to Nellie Bly. Well, he's a man. Oh, I think everyone knows he's doing it wrong now. She pulled back that kimono and whipped out that 44. Well, really, two, two, three times she shot right on that hardwood floor. Well, he's a man. Oh, that boy done it wrong. Sorry I did you wrong. Well, bring out them purses, now bring out them hacks. I'm taking that boy to the graveyard, he ain't coming back. He was my man, but he done me wrong. See, the story has no moral, the story has no end. This story just goes to show there ain't no good in man. Well, he's your man, he's doing you wrong.
Give it one more time for Red Leg Husky. I'd like to thank our guests Misa Giroux and Tim McWilliams, Red Leg Husky, for being with us tonight on Red Barn Radio. Special thanks to Marco's Pizza, serving Lexington, Kentucky, the Bahamas, and 35 other states. Authentic Italian pizza since 1978. Marco's Pizza, never a boring bite. I'd like to thank those of you listening to our webcast and those listening to us on the Red Barn network of stations. And of course, members of our studio audience, all the way from England. Give yourselves a round of applause. Thank all of you for supporting the mission of Red Barn Radio to promote, preserve, and perform the music of Kentucky and the region. Red Barn Radio comes to you from our home, the Performance Hall at Arts Place in downtown Lexington, Kentucky. Our website has updates and further information on our guest and our program. We're on the web at redbarnradio.com. I'm Donald Mason, your host of Red Barn Radio. Until we meet again, keep it spinning. Once again, let's hear it for Red Leg Husky.
She ain't afraid to say, but
never had stained with paint and red clay. Real on the road, rolling through his veins, stuck with a sliver of the South, proud of the name his mama gave. I'd follow him down to any place.
Red Barn Radio would like to thank Tim and Misa, Red Leg Husky, for being with us tonight.
We'd like to thank Marco's Authentic Italian Pizza for providing food this week for our volunteers and musicians. For more information, they're on the web at marcos.com. Red Barn Radio's executive producer is Ed Commons, who also directs our show. We also thank our volunteers, especially Linda and Glenn Dawson, Lynn Hacker for her help with our social media. You can attend a Red Barn Radio concert in person. You'll find us on the web at redbarnradio.com for performance dates and times. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. The Red Barn Radio Playout theme was written and performed by the Downtown County Band. The full version of this song can be heard on their CD release under the title Monterey Blues. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be here again on this station next week at this same time with the traditional music of Kentucky. I'm the voice of Red Barn Radio, Tom Brown.
Red Barn Radio has been brought to you with the financial support of LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. Red Barn Radio is a production of Red Barn Radio, LLC.